This is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday. I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. I hope you had a tremendous day. I hope you're having a tremendous night. I will. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'm being joined right now by our producer holding down in New York City, Jack Stern. And more importantly, I'm being joined by you. Everybody listening all over North America. It's been a busy Wednesday. There are a few things that you already know that are going to go down. We're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers, the man who wants to be a New York Jet. We're going to talk about Ja Morant and his 8-game suspension. We're also going to talk about, well, I'm going to deliver to you a new top 6 list, because that is what I do every Wednesday night into Thursday. In that new top 6 list, it'll be about some of the top divas in the world of sports. And so that should be fun. And you can pretty much guess or figure out who it's been inspired by. Here's the deal. You want to talk to us? It's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you utilize social media, get a hold of me. I am on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. So whether you consider yourself to be young and or old, I'm on all of the social media. That is at JR Sport Brief. Besides Aaron Rodgers and besides Ja Morant and his suspension, we do know that there is college basketball. We're pretty much on the eve of that as well. Texas Southern, all my friends down in Houston, I know they feel bad. Fairleigh Dickinson, they beat TSU 84-61. And we have another matchup going on right now. They're almost at the conclusion of the first half. Arizona State beating up on Nevada 51-23. And so we'll keep you up to date on those games, at least this last game, as it continues on and moves towards its second half. And with Fairleigh Dickinson moving on, beating TSU, they're going to take on Purdue. And that shouldn't be easy. And the winner of this current game between Arizona State and Nevada, they will take on TCU. Before we move on and talk about the man who wants to be a New York Jet, can't think of too many professional football players who have professed to that. Before we talk about Mr. Aaron Rodgers, Jack Stern is joining us tonight. Jack, how are you feeling, man? Are you having a good evening?
Oh, this is one of the best evenings of my life, JR. Aaron Rodgers is a Jet. I actually started a Let's Go Jets chant. Let's go Jets! On the subway tonight. I had a great day. I was extremely productive. I found out my favorite porn star is getting married, which kind of put a damper in the goodness that was going on. But aside from that, I'm doing absolutely fantastic.
Thank you, Jack. This is more information than I would have cared to have learned, but thank you very much. At least you're happy. That's all that matters. And there are a lot of New York Jet fans that are happy, and I guess this is the song that doesn't end or the story that doesn't end, and it continues to go on. But at least there is some type of clarification, and it has come down from Aaron Rodgers. We were awaiting this time. He sat down with Pat McAfee this afternoon. He talked about his future, what he wants, what took place. And to turn a long story short, they sat down for about an hour. I unfortunately had a chance to listen to all of it. Aaron Rodgers wants to be a New York Jet. It is his intention to play for the Jets. And part of it is that Packers, he went to his darkness retreat. And it was clear after coming out, the Packers did not want him. Aaron Rodgers also pretty much said, when I went into my darkness retreat, I expected to retire. I was 90% done with the NFL, and he came out and he's like, I'm going to play. And it felt like the Packers didn't want him throughout the course of the year, and here we are. He also had an opportunity to dispel a few of the rumors that we've heard over the past few days, including having a demand list of players. But let's get to some of the first points. This is Aaron Rodgers, all Pat McAfee, letting everybody know, hey, I want to play for the Jets.
At this point, as I sit here, you know, I think since Friday, I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
Okay.
And I haven't been holding anything up at this point. It's been compensation that the Packers are trying to get for me and kind of digging their heels in.
Okay, Aaron Rodgers. The Packers are digging their heels in. And let's address that real quick. The Packers are trying to trade for him. But here's the thing. This is not Matthew Stafford, who's younger. This is not Russell Wilson, who's younger. This is a 39-year-old quarterback who at the end of next season might decide, I won't be here no more. And so we don't specifically know what the Packers want. We don't know what the New York Jets are willing to give up. But you can bet your ass it does not include multiple first-round picks. I would be a little surprised if the Jets gave up a first-rounder in the first place. And Aaron Rodgers continued on. He said, yeah, I went into my darkness retreat. They didn't want me.
I got back to that little shack they have where there's a one bar of Wi-Fi. I got back to the, hundreds of text messages and emails and all different things. I realized that there'd been a little bit of a shift. And that I heard from multiple people that I trust around the league, players mostly, that there was some shopping going on, that they were interested in actually moving me. And at this point, I got to admit, I went in the darkness, 90% retiring, 10% playing.
No. Well, I told you that part already. He realized that they didn't want him anymore. Aaron Rodgers said that the Green Bay Packers had told him beforehand, hey, man, hey, bro, take as much time. Let us know if you want to come back. Let us know if you want to return. We'll keep the door open for you. You know how many times I've heard that in a song? Yeah, baby, go ahead, leave. Yeah, do what you need to do, leave. I'll leave the door open for you. If you should change your mind, I'll be here right waiting. Except for Aaron Rodgers feels that the Green Bay Packers, they changed their minds. There's a little bit of, being disloyal, not being honest. This is what Rodgers had to say.
My plea is, and I would say this is debatable, but I'm debatably the best player in franchise history. I'm in the conversation for sure.
That was awesome.
What's not debatable is I'm the longest tenured Packer in history. Like, you can debate the first part, obviously, Bart, Brett, a number of names have been incredible.
Whoa.
But you can't debate anybody who's been there longer than I have. And nobody has bled green and gold like me.
It's true. He's been there longer than anybody. If I have to take a quarterback, we can. I know a lot of people love Bart Starr. He's before my time. I saw all of Brett Favre play. I think without a shadow of a doubt, I think Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback. I don't think we can argue that point. And so Aaron Rodgers pretty much said that this is a feeling that he's had pretty much all season long. That Aaron Rodgers felt like it was trending in a direction where he would get the boot. He ran through historically Packers who have walked through the door and have just kind of been walked out before they're done. He talked about guys like Clay Matthews and how they were treated. You look at someone like A.J. Hawk, who was a part of that press conference, who I believe is right behind Leroy Butler, I think the second all-time leading tackler. It's a hard knock life. When you suck, when your time is done in the NFL, they move you the hell on. Aaron Rodgers, and this is cut number two, he talked about the Packers not being interested.
The reality of the situation, it is what it is. The Packers would like to move on. They've let me know that in so many words. They've let other people know that in direct words. And because I still have that fire and I want to play and I would like to play in New York, it's just a matter of, getting that done at this point.
That's it. Trade compensation. We don't know what it will be. Aaron Rodgers is being respectful of the process. He wants this to get done. He will not discuss, going and training in April, mini camps. He will not talk about Joe Namath wearing that number 12 that is retired for the New York Jets. He said, when the time comes, if it comes, we'll get to it. We will. And let's hit the fast forward button here a little bit. Aaron Rodgers to the New York Jets. He would be the most talented quarterback that they've had in their franchise's history. Of course, the most successful legendary quarterback is the guy who won their only Super Bowl. That would be Broadway Joe Namath. We got to go back to 1969, the 68 season, the top of 69, when the Jets won a Super Bowl. Super Bowl number 3. And their quarterback position has just been, they've been crap since then. Sorry. Even at 39 years old, Aaron Rodgers would be the best thing to happen to the New York Jets. I'd say even much more so than Brett Favre. Brett Favre came to the Jets. He had an amazing year. And at the end of that year, Brett Favre crapped out. His body gave up. And the Jets, they kind of stunk. And then he went to Minnesota and showed that he had more. Aaron Rodgers should make some moves with the New York Jets. And the Jets should compete to win the AFC East. The New York Jets should go to the playoffs. And after that, you just kind of, you got to throw your hands up in the air and hope for the best. And as a part of this process, we have seen some preemptive strikes. The New York Jets have tried to, let's say, put some bait out there for Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers says, when I came back out of my retreat, hundreds of emails and hundreds of text messages. Maybe Nathaniel Hackett was included in those messages. Let's remember, the New York Jets decided to hire him as their offensive coordinator. Well, where was he at before he got the boot from Denver? Well, he was working with Aaron Rodgers. And if you haven't heard this by now, Aaron Rodgers loved the man. And so as a part of this entire process, Pat McAfee and team asked Aaron Rodgers about Nathaniel Hackett, and he said he loves the guy.
There's, you know, a lot of reasons why, you know, the Jets are attractive. But, you know, there's one coach who's meant as much to me as any coach I've ever had, and he happens to be the coordinator there. So,
okay, so that did matter when it happened. Okay, or, and it ended up mattering, potentially.
It didn't matter at the time, for sure. But
got it.
There was obviously an interest from them, and just from quite a few other teams.
No, quite a few other teams. Oh. Yeah, it was the Raiders. It was. Aaron Rodgers didn't want to say it, but it was the Raiders trying to add Aaron Rodgers, and he didn't mention Davante Adams by name. He refused to. Pat McAfee continued to bring him up. He said, "Yeah, I had a friend, and that friend was asking around, but it was pretty much as we all heard and were reported, it was a two-team race. It was going to be the Raiders or it was going to be the Jets if he was going to play. But this is still the man who said, I went into my darkness retreat 90% not playing. But now we know he wants to play. He wants to play for the New York Jets. The New York Jets and the Green Bay Packers have to come up with the correct compensation for Aaron Rodgers to move. And then when he does move, we heard this yesterday. It was fun to discuss. It was fun to talk about. It was pretty hilarious. What did he need to go to the Jets? Diana Rossini said he had a wish list. Diana Rossini said he wanted players like Mercedes Lewis, that he wanted Randall Cobb, that he wanted the New York Jets to try to acquire Odell Beckham Jr. Aaron Rodgers was asked about that as well, and pretty graphic about it. He basically said, those are all lies and rumors, not true.
I'm sure there'll be people that have their sources. But, from what I've seen, it's like I had a sheet of paper when I met with the Jets and I said, sign these people. And that's not the reality. That's okay. So ridiculous.
All right, that sounds good.
It's so stupid.
Yeah. It wasn't reported that he was holding them hostage. It was said that he had a wish list. And to me, it sounds like he does. Whether or not they get these guys or not is a bad idea. One thing that they did say, that I think is a mess is that when he was specifically asked about Odell Beckham Jr., Aaron Rodgers, and then Pat McAfee backed him up, he basically said, oh, yeah. Who wouldn't want Odell Beckham Jr. on their team? And I had to go, really? Like, is this the type of ass-kissing contest we're doing right now on this show? Yeah, there were 12 teams that went to go check him out. Let's see who actually gives him a contract. Let's see who wants to bring the circus to town. And now that we know out of the horse's mouth that Aaron Rodgers wants to be a New York Jet, maybe the Jets do bring in Odell Beckham Jr. He ain't built for every team. And to be quite frank and honest, if he's healthy, every team ain't built for him. Not every team wants the distraction. Oh, wow, Aaron Rodgers to Odell. Y'all better win a Super Bowl. You better win a championship here. And so at this point in time, Aaron Rodgers, whenever the deal is done, whenever Aaron Rodgers moves on to the New York Jets, Aaron Rodgers is nothing but a hired gun. He made it very clear in the interview as well. He knew this was going to happen. From the minute that they drafted and selected Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers knew that his time was going to be up. He said that his time would have been up sooner if he didn't win two MVP awards. Well, yeah, duh. Packers were pretty much setting up shop, closing up shop on you, and getting ready to move on. And so he did buy himself some more time, but I don't know. Maybe Aaron Rodgers is learning this now and experiencing it at 39 years old. There is nobody bigger or above the team. I don't care who you are. The teams are here now, and for the most part, whether they move, they relocate, they go elsewhere, these NFL teams specifically are going to be around after you. And so you could be the longest tenured Packer, and he did show a lot of love to Green Bay. He showed a lot of love to the fans. He did not show love to the front office, although he did say there were no hard feelings. He understands. Well, Aaron Rodgers had to learn like everybody else. There is not one NFL player bigger than the team. And when it's time to go, it's time to go. Let's see what the Green Bay Packers get back in a trade. I'd be surprised and shocked if they get back a first-round pick. And then we're going to have plenty of time. Not going to do it today because it ain't worth it. We're going to have plenty of time when the trade is consummated to talk about what Aaron Rodgers would and will do in a New York Jets uniform. Where is the sky? Where is the limit? How far can they go? And so last night we talked about whether or not it was a good idea or a bad idea. It's reality right now. The Packers don't want him. We heard that basically last week. And Aaron Rodgers, we heard today, he wants the Jets. How about that? The circus wants to set up in New York City. Oh, it's going to be fun. The New York Jets are going to be at the top of everybody's mind. And they could thank the carnival barker. They could thank Aaron Rodgers. He wants to be a Jet. When is the last time you heard anybody say that? Probably never. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The phone calls are open. What are your thoughts on what Aaron Rodgers said? The rumors, the clarity. And what comes next? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We are just getting started. We're going to talk about Baker Mayfield. He has a home. Ezekiel Elliott, he's been given the boot. The Patriots, they have a new wide receiver. We'll talk about Ja Morant. We'll get into the NCAA tournament. We'll even give you a new top six list because it's Wednesday. But I'm going to get to your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. CBS Sports Radio. Well, it's a joy to listen. I'm glad that you're here. Shout outs to everybody listening all over North America. Open up the show talking about Aaron Rodgers. You heard a lot of audio before the break from Aaron Rodgers as he was on the Pat McAfee show. If you happen to miss it, you can always hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And now we wait. It's clear from Aaron Rodgers' mouth he wants to be a New York Jet. The Green Bay Packers no longer want him and his services, and it's just a matter of the two teams figuring out his draft compensation. I'm going to get to the phone lines in a second, 855-212-4CBS. I know this is, well, this gentleman is less important in the world of the NFL. Aaron Rodgers wants to be a Jet, which is still crazy to hear any human being say. But Baker Mayfield is on his way to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We know last season he split time between the Carolina Panthers, where he started the year, and then also the Los Angeles Rams, where he ended the year, had that one big win on Monday Night Football, and then that was pretty much it. Three losses with the Rams. Carolina, he was 1-5. 10 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Baker Mayfield, someone who was selected number one overall in the 2018 NFL draft, is now moving on to his fourth NFL team. And we can basically look at this and go, well, damn it, it's even worse than that. He has been a member of all four of these teams within a calendar year. We're talking the Browns, the Panthers, the Rams, and now the Buccaneers all in 1 year. Baker Mayfield better get ready to move, because he's going to have a whole lot more of that unless he just turns on God mode with the Buccaneers. Buccaneers are, it's a hard knock life going from Tom Brady. He wasn't how he was at the end of his career or that final year, but I mean, damn, ain't nobody trying to see Baker Mayfield. Let's see what he does. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Syracuse, New York, and let's talk to Skip. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Skip?
JR, I really like your show. I've been listening to it for quite some time now. I wanted to talk about why Aaron Rodgers is so widely hated in the sports media now. This was not the case not that long ago. He is an MVP. He's still playing at a very elite level, and he doesn't seem like he's worthy of being so resoundingly disliked by every person I hear who is a talking head in the sports media. It's like nobody likes this guy anymore. And the only thing I can think of is that he was kind of wishy-washy about whether he got the vaccine or not, and then people got really mad at him. And as soon as that happened, the entire public opinion changed. And it was like, this guy is a bad person. They pulled it. And same thing with Novak Djokovic. And Kyrie is obviously his own case. He's a little crazy. But the same thing with him. People have totally turned on this guy. And I don't know anyone who defends him. I just want to remind me what exactly else he did besides.
Well, can I answer?
Sure. Go ahead.
Thanks. I mean, sheesh.
I disagree with you.
Let me answer. Don't say nothing else.
Okay.
Thanks. Sheesh. The vaccine is a part of it. It is a major part of it. I disagree with you because it doesn't just start there. We have had to deal with Aaron Rodgers, I'd say, over the past 3 or 4 years, being wishy-washy. He talked about earlier today the selection of Jordan Love and how he had to go have a drink. And how he didn't appreciate it. Well, woe is me. Welcome to the NFL, where they draft your replacement. This is something that he should be familiar with, because they did the same thing with him with Brett Favre. It wasn't so much his stance on vaccinations. It was also how he decided to handle it and just kind of deceive people about it and try to be smarter than everyone. He's been very combative with the media over the past several years as he has kind of grown older. There's the diva-ism surrounding his retirement, not just this season, but last year as well. There's the self-promotion every week, whether it's on Pat McAfee or another podcast, where he – and today, yeah, there was news that's noteworthy. But most times he's sitting around and he's sharing his thoughts and opinions. It's my understanding he gets paid to do that. Those are paid appearances. And then he tells people that, yeah, well, I said everything that I just said, but I don't care what you think about it. And so there's the killing of his receivers this past year. And so it's not just, hey, it's my body, I don't want to take the vaccine. That was not his stance. It was a whole lot more convoluted than that. that happens to be one issue. And I just named you about, I don't know, five or six that surround that, both before and after that.
Right. So he was mad at his front office because he wanted them to draft him a receiver, but they got a quarterback.
We can go down the line.
That just seems like a crazy, like, I'm surprised that he doesn't have any support now. And it's just funny because he seems to be going outside of the media channels that are kind of established with your major network.
Let me help you out here, Skip. That's not the media channels, okay? Pat McAfee is taking money from media just like any place else. It doesn't matter what the media channels are. I just told you, and if you want to think about what I said, I have put a lot of thought into this because this is what I do for a living, okay? I gave you five reasons.
Nobody defends him at all anymore. It's crazy.
Well, no, there are people who defend him. I'm just telling you, I gave you about 5 to 6 reasons outside of vaccination. Why?
Can I ask you a
people,
question?
Well, slow down. No, Skip, you can't. I gave you 5 to 6 reasons why there are a lot of people who have not been a fan of how he has interacted with the media. I don't care what you consider to be media. There is no dispute from what I just shared with you. Think about what I said, and all the answers are right there. Thank you so much for calling from Syracuse. Like, what else am I to say? I like him as a football player. He is one of my favorite players. Over the past decade plus, Aaron Rodgers has been one of my favorite football players to watch because a game was never out of reach. There was always going to be a Hail Mary. Aaron Rodgers just predated Patrick Mahomes in how he plays football, being able to throw and pass on the move, just be able to throw passes laterally across the field. There was nothing out of the line of sight from Aaron Rodgers, and he was amazing and fun to watch. Okay, I could care less about the Green Bay Packers. I enjoyed watching Aaron Rodgers play. But over the past 4 years, I didn't hear this stuff a couple seasons ago. You know, maybe a few years ago, he would complain about the wide receivers. Yeah, he would. But, man, he's really been stacking the deck over the past, I don't know, about 3 or 4 years. And so why has the mood changed? Maybe because he has as he's gotten older. You know, 5, 6 years ago, he wasn't sitting around doing weekly podcasts. He wasn't sitting around trying to tell people, I don't care what you think. He's almost 40 years old. He's here at the end of his career, and he has no shame in his game and talking about it. And he's well within his right. How many folks do this? Tom Brady did a weekly podcast, I think, for the last 2 years with Jim Gray. Every Monday, Tom Brady sat down with Jim Gray and did a show. You want to know the most newsworthy thing out of that show? Nothing. Not a damn thing. Aaron Rodgers talks and he just contradicts himself. I'm going to say this, but I don't care what you think. I'm going to say because he's getting paid to say these things. Come on. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. I'm going to tell you about a former Dallas Cowboy. I'm going to tell you about a former Kansas City Chief, and I'm going to pick the phones up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've been talking football. We're going to talk about John Morant and his suspension. I'm going to tell you about Ezekiel Elliott being released. I'll give you more details on Juju Smith-Schuster going to the Patriots and leaving the Chiefs behind. You know, last night, we got Carlos here. Carlos was holding it down, our producer. And we were talking about the World Baseball Classic. And how about this? About 10 minutes ago, right before I went to break, Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic, they were playing. Puerto Rico won 5-2. Puerto Rico, well, let me not say Puerto Rico lost. the New York Mets lost. Because Edwin Diaz, in the midst of celebrating with his damn teammates, Edwin Diaz, the New York Mets closer, who the New York Mets and Steve Cohen just gave a gigantic contract, 5 years, $100 million, Edwin Diaz had to be helped off the field. This is a celebration near the mound. You know, they're having fun, they're jumping around, and Edwin Diaz, the next thing you know, he is lying on the ground. This man's leg is going in the wrong damn direction. He can't even, they got to help him off the field. He can't plant the leg. His leg is pointed the wrong damn way. If you follow me on Twitter, at JR Sport Brief, you can see it. It's trending number one right now. This is why the World Baseball Classic is ridiculous. This man hurt himself celebrating. Oh, my God. He had one of the best seasons a closer will ever have. Oh, man. This is tough. You know what? When we get to the top of the hour, I want you to... You know what? Hey, Jack, let's go ahead and play that now from FS2. They're trying to figure out what happened, and this poor guy is laying out on the ground. The $100 million closer for the New York Mets. Listen to this.
Oh, no. Oh, no. The Dominican players, they're on top step right now, fearing for him. And feeling for him as well. Oh, no.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Looking at his leg. Oh, man. Steve Cohen, the owner of the New York Mets, and Buck Showalter, and all of the New York... If I am not a part of the damn Mets and I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, this sucks. Oh, my God. Steve Cohen is blowing a gasket. Buck Showalter is blowing a gasket. You already got Quintana, who's out for half the season. The New York Mets just added him as a starter. You got all these other old dudes in a starting rotation. Max Scherzer. What are the New York Mets cursed? Who else is going to get hurt in the World Baseball Classic? Edwin Diaz just got $100 million, and I am not a doctor. I've seen broken legs and torn ligaments. Edwin Diaz ain't going to be playing baseball for a while. I'm not going to put my opinions out there, but, yeah, based on the direction that his leg was going, that it is not supposed to go, I don't know if we're going to see Edwin Diaz this year. Oh, my God, the World Baseball Classic. I told you I ain't watching it for what? Watch a star closer get hurt celebrating? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Bob is here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Bob?
Hey, thanks, man. I wanted to talk about the Packers and Rodgers. I think the Packers let him down a few years ago. It was an NFC championship game, 2 minutes left, fourth and goal on the 8. They kick. Brett Favre would have overruled the coach and vetoed him and said, no, we're going for it. That showed how much they believed in him. Then they got him a number one draft pick. It's like they sent way into the future. We'll use it in a few years. Instead of getting him a center, a corner, a linebacker, they got him a bench warmer for, what, 2 or 3 years now? And the NFC championship games have been so close. If they would have had that other first-round pick out there, probably a Pro Bowler in some position, it might have got him over the hump. What do you think?
Yeah, but I don't think they've left the cupboard dry all these past few years. It's a shame that he's only had one championship.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily want to lay that all at his feet. He has had help and talent throughout the way. Other times he hasn't. But to say that, you know, they kind of neglected him, I don't think that's the case at all. And now it's done. They don't want his ass, and he doesn't want to be there either. And so Aaron Rodgers is going to have a chance and an opportunity to move on. And thus is the world. Now let's see what he gets traded for. Look, he's going to have his number retired. He's going to go into the Packers Ring of Honor or whatever the hell they call it up in Green Bay. He's going to be a legend. Are people going to be loving him and hugging him right now? No. Are people going to miss him? Yeah. You have no idea what the hell is coming with Jordan Love. Might be worse. It's likely to be worse. Or maybe he'll be a good quarterback, good enough to be playoff competitive. Maybe Jordan Love will fall into the top 15. We don't know. 855-212-4CBS. Dom is here from San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dom?
What's up, JR? How you doing, man?
I'm good. What's up?
I just wanted to make a point, bro. The World Baseball Classic, to the American perspective, might be ridiculous, you know, because of the amount of talent that the U.S. has every single year and the amount of players that don't even go play in it. But for a place like Puerto Rico and to the Puerto Rican people, bro, it's something that's so important to them. And me, I'm Mexican, so it's very important to me and my family and my people, bro. I just think, you know, it's not ridiculous. It's not a ridiculous tournament. I just think when people get hurt playing for their countries, it's just unfortunate. And, I mean, yeah, that's all I got to say for you. It's just unfortunate, man.
Well, thank you, Dom, for calling from San Diego. It's more than unfortunate if you are a fan of the New York Mets. It's more than unfortunate if you are Steve Cohen. It's more than unfortunate if you are Edwin Diaz. Yeah, I mean, you can look at country and want to represent and love your country and appreciate what your countrymen, fellow countrymen, is doing for you. But at the end of the day, it's a manufactured tournament. This ain't the World Cup. And I know there were, 40, 50,000 people watching a baseball game, watching Mexico play a couple of nights ago in Arizona. God bless them. It's fun. But is it worth it? How does Steve Cohen feel? Edwin Diaz ain't getting paid no extra money. WBC is manufactured to make money. If you want to tell me about pride, etc., then tell me about the World Cup. Tell me about something that's been around forever before we could really, really, really make money and make billions out of this. It's not the WBC. Not at all. 855-212-4CBS. Daniel is calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How are you?
I'm amazing. What's on your mind, Daniel? Please, go ahead.
I just want you to tell me, to give me, to say congratulations to Chicago Bears.
Okay, can you give me more, Daniel, please?
No, that's what I'm saying. You say it to me. You just say congratulations to Chicago Bears.
You want me to congratulate the Bears?
Yes.
For what?
You know, because Aaron Rodgers is leaving Green Bay. So we're going to be the top of the chart.
Okay. Well, I'll congratulate the Chicago Bears when they actually do something. Is that a good deal?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm not going to congratulate the Bears. They didn't do anything. I mean, this is how sad things are.
Okay.
When a guy has to leave the division for you to even feel like you have life, that tells you how bad the Bears have been. And now that they have a young quarterback, now that it appears that they have given him some weapons, let him actually go out there and play. And so when Bears actually have a winning record and they don't wake up at the end of the year and only have four wins, I'll congratulate them. I'll congratulate their general manager, Ryan Poles. He's done an excellent job. But the team?
No. Thank you.
No problem, Daniel. Let's stay tuned. Thank you. I don't want to congratulate the Chicago Bears for what? That shows you how bad you are when congratulations, Aaron Rodgers is gone. Wow, that's miserable. I know he's been kicking that ass, but I mean, damn. When you got to hope that somebody else is gone, it's like the boogeyman is left, or you killed the bad guy at the end of the movie. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is gone. Now the Bears got to do their part. They actually got to win. Maybe they have their quarterback. Maybe Fields is the guy for the next 10 years. I don't know. Hope for it. Wish for it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We got so much more to do. Edwin Diaz hurt at the WBC. John Morant suspended. Final Four, First Four. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.